Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Despite all the happy New Year's you might be hearing today, just how happy is it? After all, for most of us, today means a return to work and school with a long winter month stretching endlessly before us. Is there anything to look forward to? No. Henry Keane went out to see could he find any sickeningly optimistic people. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. There are things to look forward to. There really are. Did you make a New Year's resolution?
I didn't. No.
Nothing?
No.
I've got one, and it's to get my eyes tested. Because over Christmas, when I was driving in the dark, I couldn't see anything.
Oh, that's a classic sign, yeah.
You know, like, literally couldn't see anything. I kept thinking that lampposts were thin ladies in blue jeans. And I'd get close.
Okay.
And it would be a lamppost.
Were you taking acid when you were driving as
no.
well? That's just a side question.
I was on strong cough mixture.
Yeah.
Which you're not supposed to drive with.
Might have been a factor there.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the only one.
Get them tested, Henry. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but imagine if I had to wear glasses. People would think I was intelligent. You know, it would be misleading.
Do you need glasses? But you write, your notes are enlarged.
They are. I know for the listeners at home, I mean,
yeah.
I can read a newspaper, but here we do use notes in radio. And this bit here is not written. I'm not reading this bit that we're saying now. I'm just saying it. But like, yes, I do read off large font if we're talking on radio. But outside in the offices here in News Talk, when I'm reading the newspaper, what size is a newspaper? Is it about a 9 font or something? Not a bother. But, you know, if we're talking
Well, it could
life.
Be. You know the way... have you found the I wish I had a torch when I'm looking at a restaurant menu scenario?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I would
there
sometimes...
That's another one.
But, like, you know, I can read signs when I go to the optician. That's what they're called, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can read their signs that they show you. I can read them.
But okay. Well, that's probably a good sign.
But that's my New Year's resolution.
When you say signs, is it the actual... chart for testing your eyes,
yes.
or is it 50% off your second pair of glasses? Because that's in a massive font.
Well, both.
They
both.
Want you to be able to read that one.
I can read the adverts on the side of buses as well that say, without mentioning the name of the
Someone's
company.
Someone's already said, I don't think attending a necessary medical appointment counts as a resolution.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
I'll make another
People
one.
People can be very judgy.
Well, it's that time
like
of the year.
5th
it's, you know,
January. Stop being so judgy.
It's 2 degrees outside. It's frosty. My fingers nearly fell off earlier. Also, in parts of the country, I think it's going to reach -2. But, you know, people are judgy, and it's that time of the year. Quick survey. I've got to mention this. Aer Lingus, they are saying booking a holiday helps lift the January blues for 73% of us.
I wonder why they'd say that.
Well, this is it. And also, the majority of people work from home today because perhaps they had a bit of a cough, or maybe it was icy, or they just didn't want to go to work, or they just couldn't face it. And that, so many people just can't face January. They might face it tomorrow or the next day. Anyway, here are people. I ask them how they're feeling, and we start with uncontrollable giggles. You're all dressed up. You're both looking fabulous.
Yeah.
What gets you through January?
Just me.
Why are you so happy?
We're so happy. We're going into Brian Thomas to change our Louis Vuitton bags
from
Christmas.
Lover.
From your lover?
Yeah.
From your lovers?
Yes.
I don't have one.
We got fancy bags for Christmas.
And you're delighted, but you don't want that bag, you want to change it.
Yeah.
What do you think of January?
A nightmare.
Why is Jan a nightmare for you?
Because it's so after Christmas... So close after Christmas, but trying to get over Christmas and
you dread it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at you. You're wearing runners, and you're wearing those sports socks. And I can actually see the skin of your ankles. Are you not freezing?
No.
You're
no.
warm enough.
Yes. Happy.
So you're happy.
Yeah.
You don't like the month. Did you make any resolutions?
Yeah.
So you're looking forward to Christmas 26.
If I get there.
And what will stop you getting there?
Ah, no. Nothing will stop me. I'll get there happily, peacefully.
And do you understand why so many people are struggling at this time of the year, who perhaps hate their life,
because
questioning their
just
existence?
Just after the Christmas and trying to get back into the gear.
Do you have money in your bank account, or do you spend it
I
all?
Have.
You do?
Yes.
So you're quite careful over Christmas?
You have to. You have to keep money in your pocket, because if you don't have money, you don't have a life.
There you go. That was a very very wise man there.
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have life and have no money. Like, basically, perhaps 50% of the population are struggling after Christmas and New Year.
Absolutely.
And they're getting on with it.
And the people who have money, though, are the people who are just flogging their tat relentlessly all the way through the Christmas period. And then January is like, ka-ching. I'm just going to go on a nice holiday now with all the money I made.
Well, this is it. A lot of people made a lot of money over Christmas. Not everyone. Yeah. I mean, lots of people did. And I suppose that does bring us on to an artist. And I'm not sure if he did make money or not. What I do know is he was saying just before Christmas on radio adverts that wives and girlfriends didn't want diamond earrings for Christmas.
Hi, my name is Kevin Sharkey. I'm an Irish artist.
So this Christmas, did people choose the diamond earrings or the Kevin Sharkey? Or was it a necklace?
It was earrings, and if you're referring to the ad, it was incredibly successful. In fact, I believe down the local pub, when somebody was asked what they were having, they shouted, "I want the Kevin Sharkey painting." So I created a catchphrase, which is great.
For you, when it comes to January, are you a January person? You had an extremely busy December, or would you prefer to just switch off?
No, you know what? January is a great time for regrouping, for contacting people, and like we're repainting the gallery at the moment because this is technically the quietest week of the year. But luckily, over Christmas, it was brilliant. It was great, and I had a few commission pieces to do as well, so that kept me busy. Well, that's the thing is not just the world we're living in at the moment, but, you know, it feels if you pay too much attention to the media that everything's out of control and everything is bad. But I think a lot of people are waking up to the fact that that media is there to draw you in, to keep you listening. And I think more and more people are going for a walk. I think, you know, January is one of those times of year when people start things and finish things. And it's always been like that for me. I'm lucky that I'm quite happy whatever month it is.
So for you, you're not too bothered. I mean, being an artist, it's different for you. You're not 9 to 5. You don't feel that terrible transition going back because you would work all hours when the creative spark is there.
Absolutely. And I think the thing that people forget too is that when you're basically signed up to the system, you know, your holidays are selected, your day starts really when you get up in the morning. You know, you're working for the company before you even leave the house, but you don't get paid till you get to the building. Whereas if you're an artist and you're a self-taught artist like myself, there are days when I can just be an artist and paint, but there are other days that I have to be a shopkeeper because that's what's changed in the art world. There's a lot of artists are opening their own galleries like me, like the one in Dawson Street and Dawkey as well. And, you know, I'm very lucky. I've even got a gallery in Portugal in Quinta do Lago. But for me, it's exciting because you're sort of clearing the decks in January, but I can understand why some people dread the idea of going back to the lurgy of 9 to 5.
Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and all the listeners at News Talk too.
That was Kevin Sharkey there, the artist who only casually mentioned that he has 3 galleries on the go, including one in Portugal. So obviously he's a struggling artist. I would infer from all of that that times must be tough.
Well, I have to
keep
say,
those 3 galleries on the go.
Well, it's radio advertising. I mean, his radio ad was so successful and he did it himself. He voiced it himself. And, you know, I don't want diamond earrings for Christmas. It was that simple. And like, you know, people get paid.
I'd say a lot of people would say, no, I do want diamond earrings for Christmas.
Really?
What are you talking about?
Well, but it
also,
works. It was
it
an
bit,
effort that
wasn't
works.
It a bit sexist as
it
well?
Was, and he admits that. It was mildly sexist or just a tiny bit sexist. But some people might think it as sexist. I thought it was a wonderful advert.
Did
I mean,
you?
It broke through. It cut through the noise. And
did
there was
you?
A lot of noise
and,
this
and,
Christmas.
And did it make you think? Did you think, I won't get the usual diamond earrings for herself?
Well, it was out of my price range.
Both would be most people's price range.
And my wife is disappointed that she didn't get either.
Yeah. One texter says, I like January. I feel like the days start to get longer and you've gotten over the stress of Christmas and you've broken the back of the winter, says Tom.
Saying that secretly...
That's a good point.
Secretly, yeah. I love it too. I love the way you can get, you know, a table in a restaurant, a seat in a pub. I love the way the streets are quiet. Like, there wasn't a car on the road today, obviously, because it was a lot of ice and it was quite dangerous. But, like, it's a wonderful time of the year. And all that Christmas madness is over. All that pushing and shoving and materialism is over until February.
Yeah.
So, until
now,
Valentine's.
I'm surprised, though, because you'd think that students probably aren't even back at college yet, but some of them had exams.
Yeah, I can't believe this either. So Trinity College students had exams today. I asked, how did you do, and did you study for it?
Personally, not much. Was studying all, like, Christmas break, so...
So you studied right through, you're a student?
Yeah.
And you've exams coming up soon?
I just came out of my first exam.
You just came out of your first exam on January 5th? That's torture.
Yeah, completely fucked up.
So not nice to do an exam. So you have to study right through Christmas, or perhaps study from New Year's Day onwards.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's obviously time to like spend with family and so on. You don't have to sit at your desk the entire day, but yeah, most of...
And how do you think you did in the exam?
Oh, I flunked it.
You failed?
Yeah, completely.
And what was it in?
It was maths and statistics.
So you had to study, you couldn't basically
no,
get away
I
with it.
Couldn't improvise it, no. And I'm a computer science part business student, so the business skill of rambling really didn't help.
I did work and I did preparation for the exam. It was foundation scholarship exam, it was like voluntarily. So it was very hard to make myself do some study, you know, especially after work when you are tired. So it was kind of hard.
Do you think you passed?
No.
You both had exams, how did you get on?
I think they went okay. We had like 3 weeks off over Christmas to prepare, so that definitely helped.
So you did actually do some study?
Yeah.
And how did you do?
I think I did all right as well. I think I passed, so that's the main thing.
And do you think it's cruel to have exams on January 5th?
I actually do. I'd prefer to have them before Christmas, but it is what it is.
There you go. Yeah, that's a hard Christmas, though, if you've got that hanging over you.
Oh, completely.
Until you go back.
Like, yeah. You get through New Year's, you're like, I've got this big, massive exam, and if I fail it, I either, you know, drop out of college or have to do it in the summer. It's very, very tough.
It is tough, yeah. It's funny now, though, you know, when you bump into somebody on the street, suddenly this whole segment is about that Kevin Sharkey advert.
Yeah, I just bumped into him by accident.
I know, you did, yeah. Denise says, I hated that advert. Another texter says, most people I asked about that ad found it obnoxious. If I was going back to work in my gallery in Portugal, I'd bloody love January as well. And someone else says, why can't I have a Kevin Sharkey painting and a diamond ring? I'm a good person. No reason why you shouldn't at all. You are a good person.
You really. can have both.
Yeah.
And again,
so was everyone as happy as Kevin Sharkey that you met out there?
Well, this is it. He's a hardworking, successful, talented, creative artist. You took out a great radio ad. And you're right, not everyone is having a great January. Some people are really struggling. They really don't like it. And I met this family with a grown-up daughter who lives abroad.
It hasn't started great.
How come?
Work issues. Stuff that was supposed to happen today that just hasn't happened.
So work isn't coming together?
No.
Well, I mean, it is the 5th of January.
It is the 5th of
January.
A lot
of people aren't quite with it today.
It's only a delivery problem with DHL. It'll be sorted by tomorrow.
So you hope to get everything sorted?
Everything will be sorted tomorrow, which is why I'm giving myself an extra day.
So you're not going back? It's that bad? You're not back in?
There's no point. It's my company. Stuff has to arrive. I can't do anything until it arrives. So
it's frustrating?
Frustrating.
And how was your January?
Great.
And what is your advice to people who dread today? They dread going back. They hate that transition back to work. And perhaps their New Year's resolutions aren't working out.
Just to be positive. Like, if you think on the negatives, it'll bring you down. So I'm just positive. So
you're not questioning your existence. You're not struggling. You're feeling good.
I'm feeling great. Yeah. No, feeling really good.
And how was your January?
Oh, God, good. Yeah. No, all good so far. I'm going back to Australia, so it's fine.
You live in Sydney?
Yes, living in Sydney.
I understand it's raining in Australia and Sydney right now.
It was, but it's 35 degrees this week when I go back, so...
So you've got lots to look forward to, and you've been out there like 5 years?
5 years, yeah.
And you're loving it?
Yes, loving it. Loving the warm weather.
Yeah, that sounds like I'm having a good January because I'm leaving Ireland soon. That's
Well, I mean, Ireland's fantastic when it's not cold or raining.
Well, true. It was always terrible when those exams were after Christmas in college. You were always praying for them to be scheduled for before the holidays. Gosh, that's a bit of a burden, right, if you're a student. And if anyone listening is about to go through more of those exams, we do wish you the very best of luck. You know when you're retired, though, and so you don't have any of that. Yeah, like you're just on your holidays the whole time.
You might not know what day it is, even though lots of retired people, you know, volunteer. And I think this generation of retirees, they've got big pensions. Well, most of them do. I do worry about my pension. I know this item is not about pensions.
Yeah.
But, you know, like what that man says, you do need a little bit of money in your pocket. But retired people, they are enjoying January. Here are retired ladies.
Loving it.
Loving
the cold.
You love the cold?
I love the cold. Don't like the rain. I'm embracing the sun today.
And it is beautiful in most parts of the country.
Well, I'm in Dublin, so I don't know what it's like outside. I'm not sure.
Do you contemplate your future at this time of the year? Do you struggle going back to work? Do you find it tough, or are you just getting on with it?
Well, thank you very much for asking me about going back to work. I'm retired for the last number of years. So the only work I do is voluntary work.
And you enjoy it?
And I enjoy it.
And what do you say to people who are struggling today, going back to work, who are finding it hard January 5th, and they're not enjoying themselves?
Well, all I'd say to people who are struggling going back to work is that someday they will have a nice lifestyle and to think of when they get to a certain age, they can...
When they retire?
When they retire, they'll have all the time in the world and they'll be on a slower lane.
Do you like January?
Yes, I enjoy January. Yes.
You love it?
As long as I'm still here and, yes, out and about enjoying it.
And you're a young lady. How old are you? I know that's a personal question.
Oh, very personal. 73, 74, yeah.
73, 74, give or take. Yeah. And you're loving life.
Loving life.
January.
Yes, absolutely.
And what advice do you have for people who don't love January?
Oh, just get up and get out there, I'm afraid. It's great to be alive.
That was some very happy people there, and you did hear a very loud plane in the background there. We're told that we have unconfirmed reports that that was a special Delta Force unit sweeping into the country to kidnap Kevin Sharkey. Also, a texter says, only 352 shopping days left. Henry, thanks a million. As ever, happy new year to you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.